Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back, and we have John W. Spring here, and we're talking about several things. Firstly, I posted up this article yesterday about Rob Newman, who's running for governor representative here in California. The stats so far suggest that Gavin Newsom's ahead 30 points in the pre-vote assessments. Then John Cox, and then I think Billy Gross, or one of these other guys, is down quite a bit, about half of the votes of John Cox. It's important that Rob Newman, at the very least, positions in such a way that he can actually raise issues, because a dialogue is the most important thing to occur in politics. And it's like, unfortunately, what's going on with the media is they wanted to get rid of dialogue. If we have dialogue, for example, between the right and left, we're going to come up with a national health plan, an immigration plan that works, is rational, and is good for not only America, but not cruel. For example, one of the issues they try to bring up is separation of children from their parents. Well, if you're a parent, bring a child across the border, you don't want to take the child with you to prison. So people need to know that that's an illegal activity. And because they've had a free ride for years, no other country on earth does what we've done in our immigration laws. We haven't really had proper immigration laws for 35 years. Even during Reagan, they let up a lot of people in and kind of encouraged illegal immigration. We need immigration that deals with things like that. But again, this is the same way we deal with negotiations. For example, right now, we talked about this with John Spring, that we're negotiating with North Korea. Some of the stupidest complaints and comments were made by Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence, that they were talking about the Libyan settlement, which basically ended up with Muammar Gaddafi dying in the back of a truck with a steel rod shoved up his rear end and dying of an internal thoracic hemorrhage. Now, you don't really say that if you want people to negotiate. You want to make sure you take off the table of war crimes tribunal. You talk about retraining your people so they're no longer military, to become agrarian or tech people so they can grow food and actually have high-tech jobs. You want to make sure that 10 years from now, North Korea is as prosperous as South Korea, and you want to make sure that because it's denuclearized, it's not a threat to China either, because China should realize there's no love lost between Koreans and Chinese. Now, do they want to really deal with a rogue nation with the finger on the nuclear button? That may not be their best ally if they tick off the North Koreans and they have nukes. So that's the first issue. The second is we're ignoring the fact we should be natural allies. I talked about this with a video just a few days ago with my son, Matthew. And he does, we call Matthew Deagle Astrology, he does symbological and mathematical calculations. And his technology is very advanced, both for individuals, name, natal, etc., but also for corporations and for nation states. And when you look at it, a lot of it is we call the logic of symbology. And that fits with a lot of the logic that John's talked about, the fact that we shouldn't be trying to just, quote, scare the heck out of North Korea into complying, because they're not going to scare easy. Koreans are tough nuts to crack. And in fact, the more you threaten them, the more they retrench themselves, either they, i.e. Kim, or his generals, to say, we're not going to give up our nukes now. We're going to do it in stages over, say, 3 or 4 years. And a lot of them, we actually try to see if they can hold out long enough that Trump is gone, say, 2025. and they got a new man on the block or woman on the block that's going to tolerate it. He weaponized North Korea. They can sell their materials and wares on the open market for billions of dollars, like they get $3 billion a year, just for Iran to actually sit in on and learn exactly what the North Koreans are developing. So I honestly think that some of the negotiators that Trump has surrounding him are going to screw this up. Now I see Larry Kudlow kind of saying, hey, you know, this financial advisor, hey, it's not all going to happen in one swoop. Well, you need to have a relatively rapid timeline, because if Trump is, say, replaced in 2020, North Korea can just go back to being North Korea again. They've done it before with previous presidents. And so, you know, Trump is very good at what we call the media fluster of, hey, he's going to get the Nobel Prize and he's going to do all these things. But you need a relatively rapid timeline, and you need to take off the table a war crimes tribunal, and you need to reindustrialize North Korea. And he also needs to be disconnected in some ways from the trade talks with China and with Russia. Russia and the Russiagate stuff is foolish. We should be negotiating with Russia to deal with the same challenges of Chechnya and these other extreme Muslim maniacs that are blue-eyed Muslims that are attacking and blowing up people in Moscow and St. Petersburg. But I don't see this logic being displayed, which means we're actually guaranteeing a future nuclear war with Russia. We're guaranteeing the proliferation of nuclear weapons if we screw up the Iranian deal. And we won't just be having weapons coming in from Iran toward Israel, our ally, that'll blow the hell out of anybody trying to get at them. We'll see weapons coming up from Venezuela, who have a occult nuclear program going on, and collaboration with Russia and China. And as we further alienate these nations, we increase the risk of eventually being the victim of a thermonuclear, chemical, scalar missile strike against our nation, or an EMP attack. So, you know, I know a lot of people want to worship that Trump is going to solve all this problem and negotiate, but I think he's missing a huge amount of the data necessary to make proper decisions. And ideally, I'd like to see John W. Spring flown to the White House, or I would be on video link, and give him some advice that he might consider so he doesn't screw it up. Because where I see things going here, I think Trump is, I would say, I put about a two-third chance that this is going to be screwed up, and at the best of it, they'll have a staged so-called reduction in nuclear weapons. For example, this little media stunt he did a few weeks ago, Kim, was to have little surface bombs blow up a site that was already collapsed internally, and not a damn thing was done to actually get rid of the actual other testing sites or nuclear deep centrifuge sites or underground in different sites other than nuclear blast site, where they're actually making weapon-grade uranium. And they have uranium in Korea. They do not need to go from other countries to get it. The same way as Iran saying now, Andrej, today, that they're going to increase the amount. They've even told the UN, we're going to increase the amount of enrichment of uranium. So I would say put my bets, and I'm being a successful curmudgeon, I would call it, or not an optimist. An optimist in my books is one who is a realist with a plan to survive and thrive. And I see Trump heading toward a big screw-up. What do you think?
Absolutely. There are so many facets to this that need to be addressed. For example, Trump would very much like to officially end the Korean War. But in order to do that, you have to have China on board, because China was one of the signatories of the truce. And for the war to officially end, the People's Republic of China would have to also...
Exactly. So, and also not just China. People don't understand that Vladivostok is literally like 70 miles from the Korean border.
Yeah.
They have to understand, without the Russians, remember, North Korea was the Russian-Soviet satellite. And they don't understand this, that Russia should be on the table, and in fact it's a smart thing Trump is doing by planning a summit with Russia. And now Putin's not necessarily a good guy, but if he's the mafia don of Russia, we have to deal with him. We have to deal with him in such a way he shows respect, and we show respect for him, not disdain or abuse where it doesn't belong. For example, what the Russians did with the election was they just tried to amplify the difference between the left and right. There's no evidence they manipulated or changed the vote at all. They were actually doing pro-Trump and anti-Trump and pro-Hillary and anti-Hillary things all over the place. And for us to make a big deal of it and have all these sanctions on Russia and not dialogue with them is crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that we're not talking to them, and not to, and at least there's some open back doors to China, and China sent a delegation over to negotiate with us. I can give you a solution to China, which is really pretty straightforward. Number one, we immediately stop the idea that they can force our companies to hand over intellectual property. Number two, they can't repatent technology we have that we bring over there to manufacture. Number three, they can't have the same production lines at night manufacturing a counterproduct against the American company coming over there to actually fight against our products in distribution. And number four, they need to have a level playing field, which is Trump saying all along he's a free trader. He just wants to make sure that the tariff and non-tariff barriers don't exist. The PLA need to also open up their banking structure, which I disagree very strongly with Harley Schlanger, because they think they're going to go into speculative banking. Everybody's in speculative banking. Okay, this idea that they're not in speculative banking, the way you do it is to get special tax breaks so that when you have the money, for example, that they release through this tax break, they need to force corporations to put it back into technology, jobs, factory expansion equipment, and infrastructure. They can't just spend it on getting rebuybacking their own stocks. It's ridiculous.
That's so true.
And even the Chinese had enough sense to know the difference. And in 2008-09, they didn't do it. They built something like 25,000 high-speed rail lines and new cities and water treatment facilities, etc. We didn't. Welcome back. So, have a little bit of humor here on the break. So, John, you know, the reason why society unravels is the lack of wisdom. You know, it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's actually wisdom knowledge.
That's right.
And I see a tremendous lack of wisdom. Even though Trump may have good intentions, if you give him the wrong cards to play, and you know that little game where they play the cards of the, you know, they want to lay out the cards of what's going to happen to you on the tarot cards. The tarot card hand that Trump has been dealt with by the advisor around him is stupid. If you just look on the face of it from the previous accomplishments of people like John Lightning Bolton and these other people, they have royally screwed up previously. For example, Bolton gave the information to Colin Powell. I've changed his name, by the way, from Colin Powell to Colin Powell. Because he is full of shite, as they say. And he had these pictures of these trucks, I think were probably, you know, food trucks. And they actually said they were actually carrying biological and chemical weapons. Then he talked about the General Bull super cannon, which, by the way, Saddam was actually doing research with General Bull to develop a super cannon to put up things like a jeep into space or fire off weapons with a linear accelerator gun. Come on now, okay? Saddam Hussein did not have nuclear weapons. The Oserak reactor in Syria was struck by the Israelis back in the early 80s. Saddam Hussein did not have a nuclear program. By the way, when it did have one, they were collaborating with the North Koreans. People don't know that. In fact, the Syrians had facilities not just for nukes, but for chemical and biological weapons were built by North Koreans in Syria before the latest strike, when we went hit them with these airstrike of missiles. People don't know it was North Korea again that was involved with spreading and proliferating not just nuclear weapons, but chemical and biological.
That's true.
Crazy stuff. And the average public, it's like, it goes over their head and they think, well, no. Look, the people advising, and even the people on the news, they don't have the IQ, the ability to handle 20 or 30 things all at once. They don't have the intel knowledge, and they don't have the smarts to actually realize this has got a lot of moving parts. And one of the moving parts that I can see has totally been ignored is the fact that Kim has even made the statement that he thinks that if he leaves Seoul, if he leaves Pyongyang and goes to the Singapore summit, there might be a military coup. Come on now. That's because
taking a risk.
He's taking a risk even doing that. And these generals there, they're terrified that they're going to wake up and all of a sudden they're going to be facing their, you know, communist devil god when they're because they're dead, because they don't understand it. And this is something that North Korea needs to understand. Trump is crazy enough, along with his generals, that will hit them with nukes or space-based directed energy weapons like the Death Ray, which we, by the way, do have. I watched a show the other night called The Tesla Files, and when The Tesla Files were actually absconded in 1945 from the New Yorker Hotel of Nikola Tesla and her 80 trunks. 20 trunks disappeared into the so-called OSS, which is a precursor for the CIA. And the guy that reviewed it, the scientist that reviewed it and said, there's nothing here. Guess what his name was? David Trump. Donald Trump's uncle. Did you know that? Yeah. You got to start understanding here. It's a very tight regime here. And the fact is that people are ignoring drivers in this multi-part machine called negotiations. And if they ignore them, they ignore them to all of our deficit. Because it's not just North Korea and Iran. I guarantee you it, that by both regular classified and supernatural sources, we have Venezuela that's just seething to have nukes aimed at America.
Yes. And another problem we have, Dr. Deagle, with John Lightning Bolton, is that he is a so-called regime changer.
And Trump even said he doesn't want to do a regime change. Listen, regime change means how many young men and women are going to come back, either limbless or dead? How many trillions of dollars? Our deficit was around $10.5 trillion at the time of Obama's first administration, and now over $21 trillion. It was all due to the fact we did this illegal war based on a false thing that Saudi Arabia and other so-called Muslim pilots flew into the World Trade Center tower when they were number one. The towers were demolished with micro-nukes and RDX.
Yes.
There were no airplanes going into those jets at all. That was all video manipulation using advanced space-based imaging technology. That the debris pile actually indicated they used micro-nukes, and I tried to get radio toxicology tests, and the last nation to turn me down was actually Japan, said they're not even allowed to talk to me in the State Department. I don't even get enough respect from so-called other patriots that researched it later and said, you know what, Deagle's right, years before, that they actually demolished them with nukes. I actually got the documents so I can send to people if they want from a Finnish munitions expert that in 1998 was contracted by the Port Authority in New York to demolish these buildings using micro-nukes and RDX. In other words, if they're rational and not evil, they would have just cleared everybody out of the building for a few days and then demolished them. They didn't. They notified enough people. There were only 3,000 roughly killed, and 75,000 died prematurely because of the toxic pollution from the World Trade Center tower, including people I'm still taking care of. So yes. If people want to disagree with Deagle, we're going to go toe-to-toe. I'm a Norwegian, Syrian, Lebanese Cohen, and I got warrior genes up the yin-yang. And let me tell you, you want to have a good verbal intellectual fight, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection and cut you to pieces and leave your body parts quivering on the floor intellectually if you think that you know more than me and know more classified stuff. Because let me tell you, I'm not cruel and tell you everything I know, but you need to know if Trump screws this up, may not occur now, but it might occur in 2025, we're going to have a nuclear war. We are going to have an EMP attack. We are going to see the emergence of Homo sapiens cannibalis in America, eating other citizens. We are going to see the destruction of our civilization, and it's not coming back.
Right. And so when you have someone like John R. Bolton, who is a warmonger, who demands that in order for the summit to take place, North Korea must denuclearize immediately, no leeway whatsoever. And
that's a guarantee for failure. That means, let's see what he's saying, actually. I want you to expand this. He's saying, you're going to lay all your children on the front lawn for us to eat. And if you don't lay all your children, we've got a bomb that we're going to drop on your house and blow it to pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, he's saying, whatever your bargaining chip you have that you want to phase in so you can get something for us, etc., forget it. And it guarantees that the North Koreans know, hey, we're dead either way, so why don't we fight? Now, if you've got to understand the reason why the Chinese are afraid of North Koreans and Koreans in general, the Nipponese people, which include the Japanese and the Koreans, which are the same genetic stock, have the highest bone-to-muscle ratio and the highest natural IQ of any group on Earth except for Koans and Jews. Did you know that? These are tough people, man. If you want to cross them, that's why they modernized South Korea so fast. They are tough. Not people. That's why even the Chinese are afraid of them. They should be afraid, even though they're a smaller population, because they have had ancient wars with the Koreans. There's no love lost. That's why they're terrified of a mass exodus across the Yulan River into China if there's a massive collapse there.
Yes.
And people don't get this. They don't get it. I mean, they don't treat each other nicely, do they?
No, they don't. And unfortunately, the American people are kept completely in the dark.
Right. Well, what I see is Trump is playing with a shorthand with not all the cards dealt to him by John Lightning Bolton, Pompeo, and Mike Pence and other morons. And he's going to screw it up and guarantee a future nuclear war if we don't smarten up.
Have you checked?
Yeah, I got it. And welcome back. I'm going to see if I can actually get a hold of one of my good contacts. We've got Mark Taylor and Mary Colbert. Mary actually was the one to set up the prayer teams inside the White House. Did you know that? And her husband, who's a very well-known Christian doctor who's got a ministry across America. I'm going to see if actually we can try to get her to pop in for a minute. So I'm going to give the number to our studio staff, because I honestly think we've got, Trump is doing what I call maneuvering, because he's a good manipulator. He's a good negotiator. But right now he's trying to make sure he keeps his Christian conservative base. But to keep the best way to keep the base is to not screw up. I mean, how do you think it'll look in the midterms if it's evident that the negotiations fell apart and we didn't even get a stage one of first stage reduction in nuclear weapons or the enrichment of uranium? And North Korea starts saber rattling like crazy, and China just shuts things down and says, to hell with you, America. And it turns into a full-force trade war, and we actually start to see the crumbling world economy. And it's not going to hit us first. It'll hit the Europeans first, because their economy is ready to crash. And so is China, by the way. So, you know, it's one thing to maneuver to say, hey, I'm going to pass a law to make sure we take away the money from Planned Parenthood, and to talk about, Christian liberty and how to back up the people like that cake maker in Colorado with Neil Gorsuch. But you got to start having things of more serious substance. I mean, it's not going to mean much good if 5 to 7 years from now we have an EMP attack by North Korea who's really off the rocker and starving to death, and China decides that it's time to use their proxy nation to hit us with an EMP weapon or a nuke.
Yeah.
What will America do? What will America do if Sacramento blows up and becomes a nuclear wasteland, or they hit some other city? Because it may or may not, we don't know what targeting technology they're using. Is it Russians, the Chinese? But I can guarantee you, it's probably one or the other. And what I see coming doesn't look good to me. I'm a stats man. You know, what I bet, like if I go and play a game, I'm always going to walk away with all the chips, because I'm going to call a surviving pessimist. That's the best form of optimist, is a surviving pessimist. Expect the worst, plan to survive, and pretend that you can't talk yourself into believing things that aren't going to happen. So I heard you got another letter from the president. And again, we are getting closer to being able to wallpaper the inside of an outhouse to make sure that if there's an outhouse in the northern state, you won't freeze to death with wind whistling through it when you go to have a dump. That's not good to have the same letter from the president just time-stamped with another date on it when he should be dialoguing with you, at least Skype messaging or whatever, but ideally face-to-face so he can see you're a real person that blew the whistle on the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because people don't realize how dangerously close we were. I remember doing duck and cover drills in the 1950s with my teachers at a private Catholic school. People say, oh, well, that can't happen. We were actually really, really close to Armageddon back then. But guess what? We're closer now. We're not 2 minutes to midnight. We're 2 seconds to midnight, aren't we?
Unfortunately, yes.
Right. And people want to, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I say, you know what? You need an intellectual punch in the face. Maybe it'll wake you up to realize, I know and you don't, that things are really bad. You know, we could have an EMP attack, we can have a biological chemical attack, we can have a trade war attack, and it's not just the big nations, it's their proxies like Iran, Venezuela, starving to death. There's been 1 million people head off to Colombia just to get out of the place, which is a disaster zone. We got this maniac Maduro, that got 75% of the vote, vote that he's dangerous. Yet he managed to, quote, win the election, because it's not an election, it's a selection. He's a dictator. And he fully plans on collaborating with Russia and China to have nukes at our southern border. And we have no missile defense warning system from the south, none. I mean, even Putin kind of hinted at that, and he basically said, hey, I want to talk to you, Trump. So Trump's going to have a summit with him. The way Trump is handling things, some things are really good, but he doesn't have all the drivers and he doesn't have good advisors around him. He's got knuckleheads like John Lightning Bolton and even Mike Pence. Mike Pence doesn't prove to me that he's a real genius. He's a knucklehead. You don't bring up what happened in Libya and say, you know, and then try to impress Kim. Kim's not a moron, even if he's fat. He's not stupid.
No,
right?
He's very well educated, very well informed, and believe you me, his key advisors have told him everything about John Bolton regarding.
I'm sure he's got everything on him.
Iraq, Iran, Libya, you name it. Even his personal life.
Right. Yeah. The fact that his first wife was like a sexual pawn in a game of Bacchus with other people at these massive satanic Luciferian parties. I mean, John Lightning Bolton is the perfect example of what I call a minion. I mean, if you talk about a swamp monster, he's a senior swamp monster. How's that?
Yes. And yet
he's not a minor minion. This guy is a real nasty son of a bitch.
Yes. And yet there are so many Republican conservatives and neoconservatives, especially, that think he's a wonderful person.
That's because they don't think. You know what? I think, you know how you can tell somebody's thinking? Brown or black smoke comes out their ears. Sparkles come off their eyeballs. And if they think too much, their hair goes on fire.
And that's just about what's going to happen.
I don't see people thinking, because if they thought, first off, they'd actually convince themselves they really don't know all the drivers and something. That's why when I'd ask my teachers and professors questions that would make their head spin, and they'd say, well, why did you ask that question? I said, I want to know if you ever thought about this, whether it's cardiac stuff or vascular stuff or geopolitical or chemistry. And when I realized, I'm like a 63-year-old, 3-year-old. I ask 3-year-old questions, and I have no intention of ever becoming 4, where I'll shut the hell up. And I think that what's happening is we need to be able to talk to Donald Trump and advise him, because if he screws this up before the 2018, he will lose the House. He may not lose the Senate, but they're going to try everything they can to impeach him. And if the Democrats and Rhino Republicans come in, it's the end of America. If they start gun grabbing and start doing bad things to make us not have missile defense and other things, our nation will go into economic chaos, civil war, destitution, and violence, and we'll alienate so many countries and peoples, we will guarantee the first future thermonuclear annihilation of most of the U.S. population. But people won't get that. It's in our hands. And if we allow stupid people to advise Trump, this is what will happen.
And this is why we've got to still make every effort to get in touch with him.
I have some other, and by the way, in the next break, I'm going to give you her number, but I'm going to put this number up on my... I put it up here. Call Mary Colbert. And I'll see if we can get her on the program. I don't know if she's available. She's like the prayer liaison with the White House. And she's been on, she was a co-author of the Trump prophecies. And by the way, the Trump prophecies are turning out to be somewhat correct. There's two judges, I think, Judge Stevens and Ruth Gator. We changed her name, by the way. I do that all the time. From Bader to Gator, because she's like part of an alligator, Ginsburg, because she's such an evil bitch. An activist judge who thinks he can legislate from the bench. And when the Gator against Byrd and Stevens are gone, he's just getting old and getting sick. I think he's in his late 80s or early 90s himself. You're going to see conservative judges that are probably in their 40s or 50s, and they'll be around for decades. And that's the end of the left trying to screw over the country and deconstruct America so it becomes a post-colonial, post-superpower. That's what Obama was doing. He's a non-American, here to screw over America, drive us into debt, alienate even China. I mean, the fact that they had TPP without China involved with the Trans-Pacific Partnership is insane. The largest trading company in the world besides us. And you're going to exclude them? How crazy is that? That's a guaranteed way to have a future war, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's how we had war with Japan. We did a blockade of their oil and their coal and so on. It's like, of course we're going to go to war with Japan. What do you think is going to happen? Right.
We made it impossible for Japan to get oil from Indonesia.
Right.
As a result, the military realized that they had only so many more days' supply of oil so that they could function, and that's why Pearl Harbor was attacked.
Right. And you know, we created the war. We even knew that we had broken the security codes so that we even moved our fifth fleet from San Diego to Hawaii to make sure it got clobbered so we'd have justification to join the war with Britain and the Allies. That's what it was, all manipulated, and they knew it 7 weeks in advance that they had broken the code, didn't they?
That's right.
Nasty. We know the difference, though, don't we?
Yes, we do. And I can recall...
Do a simulcast and see if I can grab either Mary Colbert or Mark Taylor, and we'll try to see if I can get you on as well on the phone. We need to ask questions to get a back channel to get information through to Trump, and I'm going to have to start pulling out my stops and trying to be creative and pray and see if we can break through, because I think there's a spiritual component to why we're not making progress. When you get, the seventh or eighth letter was stamped a different date, but basically the same response to the previous letters, it means that Donald Trump is not responsive. Now, what you and I provide is available to 1 in 10 or 100 million Americans. There's not many people that have a knowledge base to actually know what the real issues are and how to actually solve it.
I know.
And if Trump has bad advice, and you can look at some of these people and their actual creds, of John Bolton and others around him, I'm not impressed. I think that this is a guaranteed screw-up coming. I mean, Donald Trump's a master negotiator, but this is not a sitcom or a reality TV show. This is reality. And it may not hit right away. It might be years down the road where all hell, the wheels come off this, and Trump has allowed North Korea to proliferate to Venezuela or to Iran, or they themselves to have a regime change where they, let's say, knock off Kim and decide to go crazy and do an artillery attack against Seoul, South Korea, because they're fearful, or there's a collapse in the economy. If the economy of the world collapses, North Korea is going to suffer even more than the rest of us. As they say, I was watching a show called, it was Masterpiece Theater called Poldark.
Right.
And it was 300 years ago, and of course, back then, they didn't have welfare programs. If you went, it got into debt, and they pulled your note, you went to debtor's prison. They took everything you had, and you went to debtor's prison. A lot of people basically had to kind of scavenge this to even survive week to week, month to month. So North Korea is in that state right now. And I think threatening the hell out of them is not a productive manner. I think taking the gas off the sanctions to hurt them would be conjoint with actually saying, look, we're going to do a staged, very rapid reduction in nuclear weapons, but we'll put factories in and bring food right away. And we'll do these things. We're not going to allow you to kind of drag this out over years, hoping that Trump will be gone in 2020 or 2025, so you and your regime can continue threatening the hell out of the world and proliferating weapons. They need to know this needs to have a relatively rapid time scale, say over a year, and also rapid refurbishment with food, physical plants, and retraining and so on, so North Korea becomes, in a matter of a few years, like South Korea, a relatively peaceful, high-tech place, where you have very pleasant people, many of them actually become Christians. The most Christian place I think that I know on earth is South Korea. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
The most Christian place on earth is not Israel, it's South Korea. And it's kind of interesting that they're kind of like almost in a sacrificial position, literally so close to these artillery shells. If all hell breaks loose, there's going to be more Christians died per capita in Seoul, South Korea, and the surrounding area, any other place on earth.
Yes. But I have known Christian missionaries who are hoping during their lifetime to return to North Korea.
Right.
And spread the gospel. There's only one bit of encouragement that came out of the White House from Trump, and that was when the North Korean representative presented him with that large envelope with a letter from Kim Jong-un.
Right.
He made sure that... John Lightning Bolton was not in the room. He's trying to keep him at arm length.
Well, I think what he's trying to do is it's like having a bad dog with titanium, teeth caps. It's like, I'll keep my dog on a short chain, but, he's tied up over there. Well, let's have a discussion here. I think Maybe this is a position that Trump is using as a negotiation tactic to scare the hell out of North Korea. At the same time, he's going to act like Mr. Nice, so he's playing good cop, bad cop. I don't think that's a good strategy. I really don't.
If I were Kim Jong-un's key advisor, I would be very skeptical of making any real commitment regarding denuclearization. Until Trump is ready to fire John Bolton from his national security advisor position, I don't think that the chances of any success...
I don't think Trump's going to do that because Trump doesn't want to lose, you know, Western political face by doing that. But I think he needs to call him, just like, for example, Jeff Sessions. Look at Jeff Sessions, how he screwed up everything since he recused himself from this Russiagate thing. I mean, he had a discussion at some public meeting with some Russian official. That's not a reason to be recused or allow Rosenstein to recalibrate this investigation by Mueller to go crazy. Sessions needs to either be replaced or they need to fire Rosenstein, and Sessions needs to get back in the battle here and just close this thing down. But the same thing goes, Trump needs to realize if you put bad people around you, you're going to end up with all the crap that they're going to do is going to end up on top of him.
Yeah.
And if he screws this up, I think it's a very good possibility if he screws it up, he may lose the 2018. Already, it looks like it's going to be a red wave. But if he screws up the negotiations with North Korea and goes south this summer, I think Trump's going to lose a lot of his edge that he's got, because there's a lot of energy on the part of the Democrats. They just hate Trump so badly, the globalist maniacs. They'll do anything to get back into power, even lie their way back into power.
Well, that's what they've been doing. But more important than that, I want us to avoid a thermonuclear war. And people forget, right now, at this very moment, we are in the North Korean missile crisis. And it's far more serious than the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was extremely serious back then. And we have no realization as to how serious this is.
But I also think that North Korea doesn't fully understand just how deadly America is when you really rile us up. And by the way, Russia sort of knew that, which is why we had a Cold War, but we never went crazy. Even when there were close calls with the missile systems. I talked to one of my friends, Colonel Lynn Wells, back, who was head of radar command at NORAD, and him and my son were best friends. We were good friends. He cut roasts in my dining room in Colorado Springs back in 1994-95. And one of the things he had tabbed SOM 91-1 on top of Huey, the supercomputer, would start a launch on command sequence for our SLBM, submarine launch nuclear missiles, and land-based nuclear missiles. And we had a lot of close calls. In fact, it was interesting. God intervened supernaturally by shutting down the northern U.S., central United States missile silos, literally shutting off all the power. That was supernatural. And even welding tight the Russian missile silos so they couldn't even get their missiles out of the bays to actually fire their long-range land-based missiles. So, and there were also some people that were not necessarily Christians, but they just had this gut feeling like this was a mistake, and it turned out to be kind of a piece of debris, like a comet or something coming in, that they mistook as an incoming nuclear missile. So, but we don't have rationality when we're dealing with Islamic countries that want to get nukes. We don't have rationality when we deal with extreme proliferators like North Korea, and because it is a hermit kingdom. I mean, if you're actually psychologically interviewing a lot of the people in North Korea, including these generals, you'd have to say they're clinically insane. They're in such a bubble that they do not have any way of contacting reality. And we don't take that into account when we actually threaten them by saying, hey, you know, we want to remind you about Libya. Yeah, you talk to a crazy person and you remind them that the guy ended up with a steel rod shoved up inside him and died in the back of a truck. If you're talking to a psychopath or a killer, that's a formula to make sure you're going to have a conflict that's going to get somebody killed.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Diplomacy is so important, and unfortunately, some of our key leaders in the White House... I don't understand this at all.
Maybe we need to change the color of the White House. Maybe we're going to call it the Purple House, or the Red House for the color of blood.
Or maybe the Polka Dot House. I know.
Well, Polka Dot, when it was actually had those rainbows on it when Obama was in there, because he's a bisexual, non-American, tranny-loving maniac. How's that?
Yeah. But we have a very serious situation. I hope the American people are praying that our president...
Well, pray that you and I get an access to the president. I'm going to work hard in the next few days to do so. I've been tied up for a few months working on things, but I'm going to try my best to get contacts to see if we can actually make a breakthrough. Because at the very least, last week on Thursday evening, the last day of May, I sat on my mantle, my shofar started rocking 2 and 3 inches over and over again for about 3 minutes. That's my Israeli shofar. There was no wind, no windows and doors open, no fan on. And it was a rocking. You can hear it go click, 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 rocking. You can see it jumping on the mantle. There was nothing inside it. There were no bugs or little mice or whatever. No, sir. I believe we're at the, basically at the time for decision. If we don't get the truth through to our leaders, we're all going to suffer, and many of us are going to die. They're not just going to die a physical death. Because when some people are not prepared to live with God for eternity, they're going to die a spiritual death as well. As they say, heaven starts today when you serve God, and hell becomes evident when the body drops away, and it can drop away pretty quickly when you're hit with a nuke.
Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.